James used words like deeds and action paired with faith. Tonight I'm using the word diligence. Diligence is being careful and persevering in carrying out tasks or duties.
Welcome to Crystal Peaks Youth Ranch. Crystal Peaks Youth Ranch exists to provide a safe and positive experience for children and families. To learn about the saving hope of Jesus Christ in an authentic Western environment. Faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. Turn in your Bible to James 2, 14 through 24, and listen as Jeff Woodford, equine manager and session instructor at Crystal Peaks, encourages you to live every day of your life on faith. How you act on your faith shows if you believe it.
Thank you all for coming tonight. Fellowship is beginning to mean more and more to me, and I know it's beginning to become more and more a part of the direction that Crystal Peaks is heading, to make this eventually something that meets more often than just once a month. So I'm really excited to be a part of it. I love fellowship. I love the people that come here all the time. I love it when new people come here. So thanks for being here. Central Oregon is one of the best places to grow hay in the world, is what I'm told. Tonight's message, speaking what I'm sharing, is centered around our last hay harvest. I'm going to assume that there's at least some people in here that know little to nothing about harvesting hay in Central Oregon, so I apologize if I over-explain it, but I'd rather do that than under-explain it. So, Central Oregon's really good for growing hay. We will get two cuttings of hay. We have a 23-acre hay field. It's a huge blessing to us. We get about half of our hay supply just self-supplied now. Typically, we can rely on getting two decent cuttings. On really good summers, we can squeeze in a third cutting right at the end of the season. Last summer and now this summer have both been that way. It's really cool. For the last couple years, I have been in charge of managing the process of harvesting the hay. Now, I grew up over in Springfield in a cul-de-sac. I'm a city kid. Harvesting hay is something that's rather new to me, so it's been a total trial by fire where I've relied very heavily on input from other people who actually know what they're doing. It's been a process. We got a third cutting this year. As many of you know, over the last few weeks, the weather has been changing, and it has gone from the reliable hot, sunny, dry days to rain and cold nights and frost and dew in the morning and some rain. And I grew up in Springfield. I'm used to the rain, but I kind of got comfortable in the Central Oregon, like 90-degree days where it takes a day and a half to dry out a field full of hay in order to be able to bale it. So we got our hay cut, and then it rained. Part of it is my own fault. There are forecasts. I saw that there was a chance of rain coming. It was kind of like, because of the timing, we just had to pull the trigger. Getting hay rained on isn't the end of the world. It'll dry ideally, and it did, but it doesn't mean that there wasn't a brief moment of panic for me as the rain was falling on my field that's supposed to be drying. So I went out in the field, and miraculously, instead of panicking, I decided to pray. I walked through the field, and I'm learning you don't just ask God for stuff. That's how any good relationship is. You don't just go up to your friend and expect the friendship to be based on them giving you things. So I acknowledge, I say, God, you are good. You make the grass grow. You make the sun shine. You make the rain fall. And all of those things are important. All of those things are crucial to life, and you rule over all of them. None of those things are bigger than you. So first off, thank you simply for the opportunity to have hay on the ground that's getting wet. But now I got a problem. Please help me. And I kept walking, and as I walked, I began, I think it might be a coping mechanism of mine, I began planning for how the harvest was going to go. Who was going to rake? When it was going to happen? Who was going to bale? When that was going to happen? All these different things. And the Lord kind of popped this term into my head that I really like. So that's what this message is titled. It's called Faithful Diligence. It's about having a plan in place while still trusting God. There's this fine balance that we as Christians get to walk between trusting God, believing what he says, but also having some action that we're responsible for at the same time. I was going to look up faith in the dictionary, but I found a Bible verse that defines it. Hebrews 11:1 says, "Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see." Sounds pretty much like a definition of faith to me. In this case, what I was hoping for was a successful harvest resulting in good feed for our animals. We have 30 horses to feed. Horses eat a lot of hay. It's silly. Also, what I was certain of is God's goodness and God's provision. He's provided in the past. I know he's the dude that decides if the grass is going to grow or if the sun is even going to shine. He provides that way really well for us. There are a few things that I wasn't certain of. I wasn't certain of the weather, despite the forecast. It's a forecast. It's a guess. Sorry if there's any weather people in here. I wasn't certain of the mechanical integrity of our equipment, and that's no slight against you, Paul. Paul, our mechanical dude, does an amazing job, but stuff still breaks. You can't control that all the time. And there's countless other unforeseen factors. I mean, the kids could get sick, or like the field could catch on fire, and then I guess I wouldn't have a problem at all. The list goes on and on. There's a lot of what I was uncertain of and a few things that I was very certain of. Now, I need to be careful here. I'm not preaching that having faith means that I'm going to get good hay. That's false theology. This was an exercise for me in realizing that God's goodness and provision may or may not include a successful harvest. And I needed to acknowledge that and be okay with that. Instead, faith gave me the ability to rest in the fact that God's will and his intent is bigger and more important than 12 tons of hay, which is what we ended up getting off of that field. I think a person could say a similar thing for income. The return address on my paychecks isn't heaven. It's Crystal Peaks. It's this place. But I do have faith that my body will function as it should tomorrow in order to help me earn the income or be able to do the work that I need to do. Faith also tells me that if tomorrow my body doesn't work as it should, I will still trust God as I move forward, and he still is in control and has me. James 2:14-24 says, "What good is it, my brothers, if a man claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save him? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to him, 'Go, I wish you well, keep warm and well fed,' but does nothing about his physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. But someone will say, 'You have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by what I do.' You believe that there is one God. Good. Even the demons believe that and shudder. You foolish man, do you want evidence that faith without deeds is useless? Was not our ancestor Abraham considered righteous for what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see that his faith and his actions were working together, and his faith was made complete by what he did. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, 'Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness.' And he was called God's friend. You see that a person is justified by what he does and not by faith alone." It's both of those together. James used words like deeds and action paired with faith. Tonight I'm using the word diligence. Diligence is defined as being careful and persevering in carrying out tasks or duties. I still needed to have a plan in place for how this harvest was going to go. There were times that I had to make little adjustments. That's okay. But the plan was there nonetheless. And I had to be willing to do the work as well. I also need to be careful here and say that there were several other people that were integral parts of the hay harvest, and it wasn't all done by me. Thanks, Paul and Stan. I want to look at the life of King David briefly. In his younger years, he was anointed by Samuel and told that he will rule as king one day. But the dude still had to go back and tend sheep for some years. He still had to go through that whole Goliath thing. And then he served King Saul and even had to run for his life from him. But David trusted God's plan, but did his own legwork too. He realized that there was work and action on his end that he had to do. Let's look at Joseph. He was sold into slavery. He was thrown into prison unjustly. He had God's favor, but still had to live in a way that showed it to those around him. His diligence in following God's commands and living a righteous life on the foundation of faith are what led him to save his family later on during the famine. Noah, which might be my favorite, had immense faith to follow what God told him to do. He told him something crazy. Go build a great big boat, and it's going to take you a while, and then wait and see what happens. And Noah worked on that boat for 100 years. And then the reason for it came. 100 years. That's nuts. So let's bring it back to us now. Raise your hand if the work part, the doing, is easier for you. Raise your hand if the faith part is easier for you. My wife and I are complete opposites. Go figure. I think that's really interesting. That's something that I didn't consider preparing this, because I know for me, I just want to be going and doing and moving all the time. So it doesn't occur to me that other people might be different than that. My point is this, basically summed up in James 2:17. Faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. As Christians, we live by faith that Christ died to cover our sins, and through him we have access to the Father. The way that we live, how we act on our faith, proves whether or not we actually believe it ultimately. Last week's hay harvest is a tangible example to me, in a small way, of how I am called to live every single day based on my faith. I tend, like I said, to work and strive and do, so my stretch is to acknowledge and learn to lean on God's faithfulness more. That's my takeaway from this. My goal is for you to leave here tonight, even with just one example in your own life of where you can practice doing the same thing. So my prayer is that tonight, people have been both challenged and motivated. I hope, if for nothing else, this maybe gets some gears spinning in people's minds. Lord, thank you that you love us enough to stretch us. That complacency and good enough is not good enough for you. That you love us enough to uproot us when we're comfortable. To stretch us to learn to rely on you more financially, in patience, whatever it may be, in health. Father, there's nothing in life that we can encounter that is bigger than you or is beyond your scope of control or influence. Thank you. Thank you for loving us enough to create us, to make us all different, to give us free will, so that when we choose you, we genuinely choose you. And tonight we absolutely do, Lord. And provision on this family. Whether that's through ways that we expect or ways that are tough. regardless, Lord, teach us to love and to thank you the whole time. I pray these things in the powerful and wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
You've been listening to Jeff Woodford, Equine Manager and Session Instructor at Crystal Peaks Youth Ranch. We invite you to learn more about the ranch at crystalpeaksyouthranch.org. Check out the videos, listen to more podcasts, learn how to volunteer, or make a tax-deductible donation. crystalpeaksyouthranch.org. I'm Brent Anderson. Join us again as we take you out to Crystal Peaks, the ranch of rescued dreams.